No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
W-T-L.
It's
time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm yours, Andy Klass, and joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, we are. Had a little holiday time off there. Yeah. Everybody's got to like load up on Thanksgiving.
And just that ripe for that Husker loss. Good weekend for it all. Just a lot of fun, Andy.
You know, you got to overeat on Thursday to get ready for the disappointment on Friday.
And we even had an NFL game on Friday, so it was a lot of fun to run into that as well. It was a good day. It really was.
It was. You know, Black Friday, it's turned into just a day of misery.
Yes.
You feel bad for overeating, and then it's like, oh my God, oh no, the Nebraska game's starting against Iowa. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get into it in hits and misses here later on. But it kind of went down as, like you said, it would.
Yeah. So. I mean, yeah, it's we're pretty predictable nowadays. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how we thought it was going to go. That's how it did go. I just, you know, was hoping for a different team, a different outcome, a different fourth quarter.
Yep. I can't wait for you to share how you actually end up making money on that with some live betting there.
Yeah.
But we turn the page. We have a new Thursday night game.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions are hosting the Green Bay Packers. Packers outperforming what everybody thought they would. They are 9-3 right now. 4-1 on the road. So this ain't going to be an easy game in Detroit, even though the Lions are looking so good.
Yeah.
11-1 overall, and they are your 3.5. Oh, just got bet down to a square 3 on most books. They're a 3-point favorite over the Packers.
Yeah. If you can find that at 3.5, I think you have to jump on the Packers at this point, just because the Detroit doesn't seem like they're blowing teams out. They're kind of a little bit kind of like the Chiefs as well, where they just win. They're just going to win the game. But the thing that I really like here, Andy, is that over-under is sitting there at 51.5 points. Yeah. I think there's going to be massive points scored in this game. I think Green Bay has won 3 in a row, and they have scored at least 30 points in each of those last two. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a very high-scoring game here. Lions offense is going to cover for the defensive injuries here for Detroit. I believe it's going to be a shootout. I believe over 51.5 is the play of the game.
Yeah, and most of the names on that injury report for both teams come from the defensive side.
Correct.
That leads to more points. Taylor Decker is out, though, you know, the offensive tackle for Detroit, but they've played without him for a few weeks now. You got to love what Gibbs is doing.
Yeah, for sure.
That
both
running
of them,
back is Jacobs, of course, and Goff indoors.
Yeah.
He's whatever, 502 in the dome.
He is
so,
a killer in the dome.
And really hard to go
against
him.
The Lions, or like we were saying, the Lions didn't look great in the second half against the Chicago Bears last week, but you're just worried about that defense, which means more points for Mr. Jordan Love. Yeah. So I really love the over here, and nobody's gonna outreach the Lions. They're going to be in the game no matter what, and probably going to cover in this game. If I had to put money on it at a square three, I'm going with the Lions, but it's probably going to end up being a push bet.
Yeah,
if you
that
can
way.
Get that hook at 3.5, I do like the Packers to keep it within a field goal.
Well, you know, defense is, I guess, overrated for those folks in the NFC North because
correct.
Detroit's actually your best defense, only allowing 203 points on the season.
No doubt.
And they're the best.
They're the best in the NFC North.
Green Bay's tied for the worst with Chicago at 240 on the season. So
defensive liabilities.
It looks like you're over. And this line hasn't moved either. Opened at 51.5 and it has stayed at 51.
Correct.
And
I think
half.
It might jump a few points by the time, I mean, maybe a half point by the time it kicks off, maybe to 52. So I like the over, even if at 52, a lot of points going to be scored on Thursday night.
All right, let's head on over to Florida to Hard Rock Stadium. I think that's like their 15th name for that stadium. The Dolphins. They're just, you know, they're chugga-lugging along. They
are
5-7, and they are hosting the New York Jets, and that has been a dumpster fire basically since week two.
Yeah.
Week one, I don't know. Take your pick. Line opened up at 6, and it's still right there around 6 as Dolphins being your home favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, the opening odds 10 days ago was 2.5 Miami, and boy, that got straightened out real quick.
Yeah. I really don't think it has anything to do with the Miami Dolphins, Andy. They haven't showed anything or, you know, anything to, you know, pick anybody up or anything for
healthy.
Somebody to put them, you know, put 7 points on them. The thing all has to do with the Jets. The Jets look incompetent across the board, Andy.
Yeah.
The Jets defense hasn't lived up to the hype. The Aaron Rodgers hasn't. You know, held up to that. The offense is a complete mess, and the team is undisciplined across the board. They look like the Raiders or the Panthers or, you know, that's what they look like. The Dolphins aren't a team that should be laying a touchdown against anybody the way that they're playing, but give me the 6 points here with the Dolphins. I think this is one of the locks of the week. They beat this team probably by multiple touchdowns, and we're going to see sad sack Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee crying that he needs a new team to destroy, a new team with new stars, a new defense. I'm 40. I don't care. This guy needed to retire 2 years ago. Miami Dolphins are going to retire him this week.
Oh boy. Well, you know, there are some concrete stats here to go with what you're saying.
Yeah.
The Jets are 1-8 against the spread their last 9 games. On the other side, Miami's 4-1 over the last 5 against the spread.
Yeah.
This all adds up to Miami covering that 6 points.
Exactly, Andy. And one little other tidbit. The Dolphins' history under Mike McDaniel have a history of beating up on bad teams.
Yeah.
They have
a
history. If they are bad, they will run the score up against them. I'm thinking 2 touchdowns, Tyreek Hill bombs here. It's just going to – it's the teams that have winning records that you have to worry about. Give me the Dolphins by a touchdown or two.
Total at 45. Are you?
Yes.
The Jets' offense has just been so bad.
Yes.
Can they help you get to 45?
I do think that they can. You do see shades of it with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, a quarter here, a quarter there.
A quarter here, a quarter there. They can get a couple touchdowns. Yeah. I do believe that Miami's going to score at least 30 points in this. That they get to this over.
It's a minus 110 Ben on either side.
No, I love it. I love the over.
And you have seen Miami's offense at times just really take off. And like you're saying, it's usually against teams like the Jets.
Correct.
Where they just love taking those guys with 2 or 3
take
wins
them out
on the
to
season.
Slaughter. Take them out to slaughter. I love it.
They do. They do. All right. Well, let's move on to another game that has a lot of intrigue. This is a noon kickoff over on Fox. The revenge game for Kirk O'Chains.
Kirk O.
The Atlanta Falcons are heading on up to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Vikings are 10-2.
They are 10-2.
10-2.
Quietly, the NFC North has 3 of the best teams in the NFL.
Crazy.
Record-wise.
Yeah, record-wise. You are what your record says you are.
You are what your record.
And that's with the backup quarterback after their starting quarterback got shipped off. Well, Cousins is coming back to the arena. They are your 6-point. This has been bet up from 4.5 past couple of days. We've been seeing steady movement here. It opened up with Minnesota just being a 4.5-point favorite.
Yep.
Now they're a square 6-point favorite. They're on that key number of 6. Can Atlanta cover? From what I've seen from Kirk Cousins last couple of weeks, no, they cannot.
Yeah, Andy, give me the Vikings here. If last game wasn't any indication here, Andy, the Falcons need to make a change of quarterback. But can you, with paying that amount of money, I think you got to give Penix Jr.
a shot.
A couple of these later games. Your season's
Wouldn't
over.
Hurt.
It's so horrible that the Falcons are still in the race for the NFC South.
Yeah.
The Panthers aren't even eliminated from the NFC South. It's absolutely insane. So you got to keep kind of playing the game like you're trying to win the NFC South,
right,
even though it's so bad. But, I mean, Kirk, the Brian Flores-led Vikings defense is really going to make life on Kirk Cousins hard this game. He's going to throw at least one interception, maybe two.
They're one of the worst defenses,
statistically. They ball hawk,
yeah,
and it's going to be bad for Kirk Cousins. Sam Darnold is playing at a high level right now, and it's going to light up this Falcons defense. Now, you're talking about a horrible defense. I think it's the Falcons.
Well,
this game
is
going to get ugly. Early, the Vikings are going to be finally put an opponent away early, and it's going to be this team coming from Atlanta with their old quarterback. I don't see any intrigue with Kirk having a breakout game against this Minnesota Vikings team.
Well, Falcons have dropped their last three games. Vikings obviously have won their last three games.
Yeah.
You know, a game in Chicago, it's like, how many ways can Chicago lose?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just every game, but against a division rival at home in overtime. Why not? Of course.
Yeah, of course.
But it also shows you a little bit of grittiness to that Minnesota team.
No doubt about it.
To where if it did come down to something, they could still get
on top of it. They still got leadership. They still got really, really good players. And I just don't see a lot of that from the Atlanta Falcons.
The over under has been bet down
in
a square point here the past couple of days, from 46.5 down to 45.5. Sometimes this is a no-brainer over bet. Other times, even when you're watching the Vikings, you're like, oh my God, what's wrong with this offense?
Yeah, I agree with it going down, Andy. I really do. I think that's the direction it should be going, just because I don't have faith with Kirk Cousins getting the ball in the end zone right now.
No.
And the Vikings, if they have a lead, they don't really care about scoring points either.
Right.
So I like the under. I really do like the under.
Mm.
If it gets closer to like 44, 43, I'm not jumping on that. But I like where it's at right now and would probably jump on the under.
The under? And it's a -110 bet.
Yeah.
Either way. So you're not looking at that money line Atlanta.
No.
+250, not even sniffing.
I mean, if you guys think there's that much intrigue, just the way that this guy has played, maybe he has a little pep in his step against Minnesota. I just don't see who can help him. Who can help him?
Well, Robinson had a good game last
Bijan,
week.
That's what everybody's keying on, and that's what they're saying. You know, here you go, Bijan. Get yours. We know that they're not going to be able to pass.
Yeah.
I hate saying that because I was a big Kirk fan. I loved him in Minnesota. I thought he got a raw deal a little bit. But, raw deal, one of the highest paid quarterbacks of all time. But, I just don't think they have any chance. The Vikings are playing too good, too conservative to lose this game.
What does this have to get up to? It's all the way up to 6 now. If it gets 6.5, 7.5, where does that drop where you got to get away?
Under touchdown.
Under touchdown?
Like all the way 6.5.
6.5.
6.5 for the Vikings is a lock.
All right. Well, you heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but we got to take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. I'm enjoying their pale ale, the Cardinal, one of their core series brews. It's my all-time favorite. It was actually brewed for the Marines.
You go into
the tap room, it has the old devil dog himself as the tap itself.
Wow.
So, Nebraska Brewing Company, world-class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Does his workout and it works.
10 and 2, 85% weekend. You're a mute!
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Go the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. And we talk a little NFL. So, as is tradition, if we have traditions,
yeah,
we got to talk a little CFB, some college football.
You have to.
Championship weekend.
Yep.
All these classic Big 12 and Big 10 matchups
yeah,
featuring fun. Oregon, Iowa State, Arizona State, yeah, whatever.
I really, right before we get into it, Andy, I saw this this rant by this coach in the Big 12 recently that just like, it. You just got to think about it and just go, okay, Texas, a Big 12 team wins this weekend. A Big 12 team wins the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon wins this week.
Pac-12
team wins the Big 10. It's just how it happens for every team across the across the nation. So it's like, yeah, who's this? Everybody's saying the SEC and the Big 10 are better than everybody. You're just gobbling everybody up.
Right.
And then our teams are the best teams in the conference. And it's hard to, you know.
I mean, the Pac-12 – could win both the Big 12 and the Big 10.
Exactly. It's insane.
and the Big 12 could win the
the
SEC.
Big 12 could win the SEC. It's
wild.
Absolutely insane. But
pretty wild.
I just thought that was really funny and it's a good rant, especially for a Big 12 coach.
Yeah, well, get used to it.
Yep.
All right, so ABC 11 o'clock kickoff. The number 16th ranked Iowa State Cyclones, a team we've talked about a lot this year, are squaring off with the 15th ranked Arizona State Sun Devils, who quietly put together a really nice
really
season
good.
As well, playing on the West Coast there, are kind of lost in Arizona, 10-2. Both teams are 10-2. Let's see here. This line opened up as the Sun Devils as a 1.5-point favorite. They are now a square 2-point favorite, still under that key number of 3. I feel like a lot of folks around here are going to be betting on the Cyclones.
Yeah.
If for no other reason, that's the team they've seen a lot of this year.
Yeah, for sure. This is going to be a real tight game, I believe. Nothing really separates the team, these two teams. Both teams average precisely 32 points a game, Andy. These two teams have really good receiving options and, you know, quarterbacks that are playing pretty good ball right now, Andy. So, I mean, this game is expected to be close. Arizona State has shown that it can perform under pressure, especially in the fourth quarter, which I believe might be the key to this game. And I think the reason that they're getting that 2-point favoritism.
Yeah, you know, the Big 12 is no joke. They have four teams, excuse me, that are 7-2 in the conference.
Yeah.
And that includes Colorado and BYU and then these two teams. Interestingly enough, ESPN Analytics, their matchup predictor, actually has Arizona State as the underdog with only a 44.9% chance to win, meaning Iowa State has a 55.1% chance of winning. You look at something like that and you're thinking, okay, then shouldn't the Cyclones be catching those points?
Yeah, no, I just really believe that the reason that Vegas is pushing it this way is the Sun Devils came in with a record of 6-1 in games that are decided by one score.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks it's going to be real tight.
Goal.
And I believe Arizona State wins that by a field goal, which would mean they cover.
The total's actually been bet down a little bit here to 49.5.
Yeah, I do not like that, Andy. I believe there's going to be points,
over.
Points, points,
over.
Points. I like the over. I like the over. I'm thinking 28, 25, 28, 24, right in that area.
Yeah.
I believe the over hits.
You know, and you mentioned they're both teams average 32 points per game.
Correct.
I mean, so that's 64, right?
Yep. That is.
And I don't think just because it's a championship game, the Big 12 is going to decide, hey, maybe now we should play defense.
Let's play some D. No.
Let's get the fans what they
these
want.
These guys
some
have
defense.
Some really good offensive players. I believe the over is probably the smart pick in the game if you don't want to jump on either side. But I do believe Arizona State, with that record of 6-1, games decided by one score, really helps them. That's the reason that they're there.
All right, should we move on to the SEC
Let's
Championship at 3 o'clock kickoff? It's the rematch. Georgia Bulldogs are taking on the Texas Longhorns. Your Longhorns are your 2.5-point favorite amongst most books. What is going on here? Didn't Georgia already cover once?
Yeah.
Oh, they won outright.
They won outright
by a couple of scores over Texas midseason, but they are still your 2.5-point underdog.
Yeah, and a lot of people, a lot of books have this at 3 already, Andy.
Wow. Oh, boy.
You know, putting some more money on Texas. I love the Georgia Bulldog money line. It's at plus 125 right now. I believe it'll probably raise to plus 150 by the time this actually kicks off.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be counting out Georgia, but I think they find success here, Andy.
Yeah.
They might not be the same team that of Georgia past, but don't let it fool you. They are just as talented as the Longhorns. This game is going to be played in Georgia, which could help the fans on their side of the stadium. Carson Beck is going to have a big game here, Andy.
Yeah.
Georgia's going to come. They're going to win.
Yeah.
Georgia's going to win. Back Georgia money line to cash in big on Championship Saturday.
You know, you hate to single out one guy, but Carson Beck's really been the Achilles heel of Georgia early on in the season.
Yeah.
Last three games, though, he is on fire.
Of course.
11 touchdowns, zero interceptions. And guess what? Georgia, for all their, you know, this and that, they show up for these big games.
They do.
They've already covered against Texas, Tennessee, and Clemson. And like we mentioned earlier, an outright win versus Texas. Give me the dogs as well.
Give me the dogs.
You know, the traditional SEC team feels like they're going to win the SEC once again. I remember when Nebraska tried to win the Big Ten in their first year.
It did not work. It
didn't quite go the way we hoped it would go there.
Yeah, and it just seems like, you know, I believe this is a little bit of an inflated score too, Andy, with 49.5 points right now.
Yeah.
Some books still at 50. I don't know if these teams are going to score that much, but maybe I'm wrong, but I would side with the under if I was going to go anywhere. The whole thing is that both of these teams are averaging 34 points a game.
They're
but
scoring a lot.
Just believe in this championship game, things got to get a little tighter and a little slower, especially with Texas only giving up 12 points per game.
How many overtimes did Georgia and Georgia Tech go into last week?
So many.
Like, I think it was 8 overtimes. So that helps you put up 44 points.
That,
you
know, over should not have hit. Yes.
When you get into that
2 eight, points a time. Jeez.
When you get into that 8th overtime, that kind of helps out the over.
It's insane. But, no, I just think it's going to be a little tighter. I know most people will probably be going on that over because of these two explosive quarterbacks the way that they're playing.
Right on. All right, should we move on to the Big Ten?
Let's go.
CBS, 7 o'clock kickoff. The number 3 Penn State Nittany Lions. It's just like they're the last team standing, right? You know, they're always kind of in the mix, but
they are.
You feel like they're on the outside looking in. They're 11-1, and they have a chance here, a real good shot, taking on the Oregon Ducks, who are now your number 1 ranked team in the nation at 12-0. And, hey, they beat everybody you put in front of them.
They did.
It's hard to take anything away from Oregon. You like to poke holes in their defense. You like to say, oh, they don't have this or that on the edge rush. No. They're 12-0. They beat Ohio State. They beat everybody else. They're 12-0, and they are your 3.5. This is, yes, we've seen some money moving on Oregon here.
Yeah.
Your 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Andy, it just kind of seems like it's an underwhelming, you know, finish to the Big Ten, you know, season. Like you were saying, the Nittany Lions played an overall easy game against a struggling Maryland team last week, kind of, you know, putting it on them. And like you said, as for Oregon, they've had a few close finishes, you know.
Sure.
Specifically games against Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Boise State, all decided by 3 points or fewer.
Yeah.
The Ducks have had enough second half resilience to pull out these victories, which I believe isn't. I think that they might steamroll these guys in the Big Ten championship. A lot of people are going on that Penn State line with that vig at, you know, plus 3.5.
Yeah.
I believe they beat this team by a touchdown, probably 2. I love the Ducks in this matchup.
The public money agrees with you. It's money rushing in on Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. But I don't know how much more there's going to be with this 3.5. If it gets closer to 4 or 5 or whatever it's going to be, I just believe that they are going I don't believe it's going to be a shootout. I don't know if Penn State can go into a shootout with Oregon and stay close. So I like Oregon by a lot. But, I mean, Penn State last, you know, 8 games against ranked teams have gone over the total point line, so maybe I'm looking at it wrong.
Hey, they scored 49 against Purdue. That doesn't say much, but they did score 35. Penn State scored 35 against Washington.
Yeah.
You know, and then 44 against Maryland. I don't know how much stock he can put
in
that. But against Ohio State, you know, a month ago almost, you know, they only scored 13 points.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's
why I'm having a hard time with it, Andy. It just I just don't believe if they need to score fast and a lot against Oregon, it's not going to happen for them.
Once again, the public money is going with you here, being bet down from 50.5 down to 49.5, and it'll keep on, you know, it's going to keep on dropping if that's what we're looking at. I think with Oregon, it was that They just didn't play well early in the season.
Yeah.
And they couldn't, they just couldn't shake that. Mm-hmm. You know, they, I mean, only beat Idaho by 10.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
that was the very first game
like,
of the season.
This is supposed to be the world beaters. Never lost a game, but everybody's you know, up in arms because they're not blowing people out. You don't have to blow people out to get to the college football playoff. All you got to do is
That's
win.
True.
And they are 12-0. Nittany Lions 11-1. Probably both going to be there, obviously, at the college football playoff. But, yeah, I like Oregon big here. I think this is a chance for them to really show people that they deserve the one. Number one overall seed and get it here.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they're at. That's, you know, that's, I feel like that's just manufactured news, nothing about nothing. You know, look at everyone fighting over the college football playoff predictor.
For sure.
Once again, the number cruncher magic machine that is ESPN Analytics has the underdog the favorite as the underdog as far as matchup predictor, who's going
to
win.
Yeah, that's insane. To me, that's insane.
Penn State's here has a 54% chance of winning compared to 46% according to ESPN Analytics. They like the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, I don't see this, Andy. I mean, the Oregon Ducks really put away some really good teams and did steamroll some people, too. They have the ability to do that. Obviously, Penn State did that, too. But Maryland, Purdue, Washington, all that kind of stuff. It's just I like Oregon. I think they have the better playmakers, and I just believe it's going to be too fast of a game for Penn State to stick around with. So, nope, I like Oregon.
You heard it from Jabron.
Yep.
Lies, dirty lies, and statistics.
Yep.
You heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but we got to take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
And we had to bring him back.
Yes.
The J.O. The J.O. from Nebraska, host of the Laugh With Me podcast. He's also bringing you the bottom five.
Bottom five.
And we had to get his bottom five and those bottom five bets once again. So without any further ado, Jeremy, take it away.
Well, thanks, fellas. It is time for the reverse power rankings. This is the bottom five. You can find a new episode of the bottom five every single week, wherever you find your podcast. Basically, here's what we give you. The five worst teams in the NFL heading into each and every week. And you might think, oh, it's so simple. Let's just sort the wins and losses. Take the five with the least amount of wins or the five with the most amount of losses and call it good. Well, no. It's not that simple. There are actually some pretty good teams this year. Teams that are competitive right now. Teams that are fighting for their lives. And they're pretty bad teams. Okay, and you've seen it throughout the season, but one of the teams I'm going to call out right now is Jabron's Carolina Panthers. You will not see them this week in the bottom five. Why is that? This is a football team fighting. This is a football team with no quit. This is a football team with a young quarterback in Bryce Young that just might have found his way. It's so possible. They look actually kind of decent right now. They've got a great running back. They've got a quarterback that looks nothing like the quarterback that started the season. That benching for Andy Dalton, I'm telling you, that did something for that football team. But you will not see the 3-9 Carolina Panthers at the bottom of the barrel on the reverse power rankings this week. That's because they're showing some freaking fight. It's all about the vibes, baby. And now let's hit it with the five worst teams and, you know, five best bets along with that. We are talking sports betting anyhow. Anyway, number one, the worst team in the NFL as we head into week number 14. It is your New York Jets. This is a football team that's been bouncing around the bottom five all season. And it does appear that this is a football team right now that kind of understands where they're at. They've already moved on from head coach, from general manager, from specific players. I mean, they have done nothing but make moves from week to week. The only consistency they've had is sticking with old man Rodgers. And right now, he's got other priorities himself. He's busy promoting that three-part docuseries that's starting on Netflix. Aaron Rodgers, he's a busy, busy guy. They are now playing at Miami this week. Let me just tell you a little bit about these fellows so you have a pretty good understanding of the way to bet on this one, okay? This is a Jets team that does score points, okay? This is a Jets football team that can find a little bit of Aaron Rodgers magic, you know, during specific quarters. I mean, they're not going to find it all game long, but they are able to score some points. This is also a New York Jets team that has completely forgotten how to play defense. I mean, and they went into the season with a lot of hype on what this defense was going to be all about. So with that being said, remember, they're playing at Miami, okay? The over-under is 45. The Jets this season hit the over on the road 75% of the time. I'll take that, baby. I like those numbers. So we're going to go with the over this week with the Jets and the Dolphins. I like that number at 45 right now, 75% of the time. You can't really argue with those stats. Number two, the Las Vegas Raiders. This is a football team that on the field just looks absolutely defeated. You will see a head coaching change in Las Vegas. If you don't, that kind of tells you a lot about where they think they're going to be next season as well. They're playing at Tampa Bay, playing the Bucs, flying across the country. We've got a -6.5 towards the home team. Now, the Raiders are playing a three. They're hitting on against the spread. They're 3-4, okay, against the spread when they're on the road. With that being said, Tampa Bay is a team that does tend to get hot and cold, but I do like them at home taking care of business against the trash Raiders. I'll take the -6.5 with Tampa Bay. Number three coming in on the bottom five is the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a football team that has played with, this is a team that has played with fight despite having an awful record the entire season. Unfortunately, their prized quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, took that massive hit last week in week 13 and it will not be available this week and possibly for a few weeks as they head to Tennessee. Now, the Jaguars, when they're on the road, are 3-2 this season against the spread. Now, with that being said, we have a change at quarterback. I would imagine the line is being expressed through that. Probably got that half point just from the change at quarterback. I like the Jaguars, okay? I like the Jaguars this week to continue to show some fight against another lowly opponent, the Tennessee Titans. Oh, every week, this is a bad, bad football team as well, right? But every week, it just seems like they give us something else. They just give us a little bit of entertainment here and there. The fans in Nashville have to be enjoying their Titans, but they're still, for this season, we're looking at what will they be next year. The Jags, though, I won't argue with the stats. They're 3-2 on the road against the spread. I'm going to take it +3.5 in Nashville. number four, the fourth worst team in the NFL this week, and I know Andy's not going to argue with this one. It's the Chicago Bears. They are at the San Francisco 49ers, who's another team that you could argue is creeping in. They're probably considered an honorable mention this week for the bottom five as they continue to take hit after hit after hit. When you're looking at a best bet, though, when you're looking at an opportunity to bet on the Chicago Bears, the data gives you everything with this one. The Chicago Bears at San Francisco, okay, they're on the road. They have yet to hit the over when they're on the road this season. They are 0-5. The over-under for week 14 right now sitting at 44. Take the under, baby. Chicago Bears at Niners. Take the under. 0% success rate at hitting the over when they are on the road this year. Number five, the fifth worst team in the NFL heading into week 14. It is your New York Giants. Man, New York's having a tough go. And I firmly believe that somebody within the city, maybe many people had the same exact thing, and it just kind of went into the universe. It was they traded vibes, they traded success rate from their two football teams. They combined them and said, give us the Yankees, give us the Mets, give us playoffs, give us hope in October. They got it. And unfortunately, it's hit the football teams pretty hard. The New York Giants are playing at home. They're the lonely home team in the bottom five this week, and they are playing the New Orleans Saints, who I don't know what to make of the 4-8 Saints. They aren't good. They're not terrible. They'll continue to give you some fight. But this I do know is that the Giants win at home against the spread are 1-5. So I'm going to take the Saints minus 4.5. There is your bottom five this week, fellas. Tell me what you think. One thing I know you're going to say is that surprisingly, all those bets are going to hit. Like you, I know you're thinking to yourself, man, he gave us some bangers of the bets. But, you know, maybe we could have the Chiefs in there. I mean, the Chiefs are one of the worst 11-1 football teams I've ever seen. And they're not in the bottom five somehow. I don't know. Maybe next week. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yes.
What do you think there, Jabron? I know there was a couple plays in there. And just first off, yes, I agree 100%. I agreed in the preseason. Chicago Bears, they're just a mainstay in the bottom five.
Well, and I liked what he said about my Carolina Panthers as well.
They got the fight.
As they, they are statistically one of the worst teams in the NFL, you don't put them in the bottom five. When they're trying to win games, they're just not good enough to win games. At least they're all fighting and stuff. But one of the plays that I really liked that is Miami Dolphins pick. We talked about in the first segment. I believe that they do cover against the New York Jets.
Yeah, Jets with the over. Yep. On the road, they've hit the over 75% of the time this season. That looks pretty good. And the Bears with the under.
There you go.
They have not hit an over on the road yet this year. So take the Bears and the under. Doesn't matter who they're playing. Chicago on your side.
In San Francisco,
yes, sir.
Lost their two starting running backs, so they're down to number three. And Brock Purdy's banged up as well. So I love the under in that as well.
That's always my favorite bet. Bet on the Bears to do poorly, then they turn around and they
your heart out.
Reverse. You like a bottom five, like a reverse.
Like a bottom five.
All right.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. Hey, don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
WTL. Capitalism is the only way, Leslie. It moves our country forward. It's what makes America great, and England okay, and France terrible.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Glasson, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the parlay pounder.
You got it. Yep.
And we got to stay right there with the NFL.
Yes.
And let's get into it with a Sunday 3 o'clock kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle Seahawks are taking on the Arizona, the surprising Cardinals.
Yeah.
Sitting at 6-6. They're 4-2 at home, and they are your 2.5-point favorite over the Seahawks.
Yeah. I mean, you can make a case for the Seattle Seahawks and the points because they're 4-1 on the road and just beat the Cardinals a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm,
the problem is the Cardinals had their chances to win that game on the road. This time they're at home where they've won three straight. Like you said, surprising. 6-6 right in the mix with that division, Andy.
Yes, sir.
So this is a really, really fun game. That's why we're talking about it, obviously. The underdog has covered in 7 of the last 10 games between the Seahawks and the Cardinals, Andy.
Crazy.
The Cardinals are coming off back-to-back losses from the Seahawks, but they were both competitive on the road. Coming back home, this feels like a spot where the Cardinals can get right. Yeah. Kyler can get right. I like the Arizona Cardinals by 2.5. Think they win by a field goal here late.
You know, and they're only a game down to Seattle.
Correct.
Like you mentioned, that's how close this race is. And who would have thought the 49ers at the bottom of the NFC West. So this is a huge game. And like you said,
huge game.
I really do like the Cardinals at home here. And this line opened up at 2.5, and it hasn't moved. The bookies got this one exactly right. The odds makers, because you're having evens amount of money going on each side here. Yeah, you really can make a case here for Seattle. They're 7-5, 4-1 on the road.
Yeah.
It's just that
I just think
Arizona at home.
Yeah, I just think the Cardinals are in a good place right now. I mean, yeah, the Seahawks have won three straight road games, which is so hard to do in the NFL. So props to them. I'm just saying two of those were the Cardinals and the Jets. I like the Cardinals at home. I think Kyler's playing really good. And the Seahawks will fumble this late.
How about this total? It's getting bet down. It's getting bet down a lot.
Yeah.
It's right now at 44.5.
Yeah, I mean, it was all the way up at 47.5, Andy. So, it is getting bet down, and that's probably the way it should be with this division matchup. It's going to be, little ground and pound football. Whoever
late
scores
season,
late
division,
wins.
Yep.
It's getting too low that I'm probably going to bet on it at all.
Right.
But I would probably side with the over at this point since it's so low.
Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals' leading receiver is a tight end.
Yeah,
and this,
of course he is.
You know, and McBride's doing really good. But you watch him, you just don't think, oh, that's Kelsey. Yeah, or that's Gronk.
That's not Brock Bowers. Yeah.
Right. It just has a different feel to it.
It does.
All right, so kind of like the under, but it's getting bet down a little too low to maybe make a move at it.
Yeah.
If you would have got in early, maybe that's a different story.
There you go.
All righty, let's move it on to Sunday night.
Yeah.
NBC, the Kansas City Chiefs and the officials are taking on.
And the umpires.
Taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Those are some of the best memes out there. You got to love it. And you also, the Chiefs just do what they have to do to win.
Of course.
You know, so when it does come down to a call, yes, they're going to get it, and yes, they're going to take advantage.
Of course. I mean, it's like we're surprised here. The really fun bet on this one, Andy, that I really like is the under, like we were just talking about.
42.5.
This game is going to be lower scoring. The Chargers know how to make a game ugly. Harbaugh loves it that it's ugly. Yeah. That's exactly what they're going to do here. The Chargers are going to giving up only 15 points per game, and they are going to step it up in a big way here. The Chargers' offense is really going to struggle to get going as well, and that is going to be the difference in this ball game. I think the under is the way to back here, and I think the Chiefs win late. It's in Arrowhead. Yeah. It's probably the way it's going to happen, but I love the underplay.
Old Jeremy got a little salty there talking about the Chiefs there at the end of his segment.
Yeah.
And then you look at it like, oh, they're taking on his Chargers.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on.
Maybe a little bit in
and
there.
He probably doesn't have a Peacock subscription, so he can't watch it. So it's pretty tough. No.
You can make a case that the Chargers are the best 8-4 team in the league.
No doubt.
Are one of the worst 11-1 teams maybe in NFL history.
Yep.
But guess what? They're still 11-1. Love what you had to say as far as the under, and that's why it's getting bet down.
Yeah.
Herbert's not even one of your leading passers this year.
No.
You know, and
how many— change it up.
Yeah,
they change it up, and this is the best team that You know, when it's all said and done, this is going to be the best team that Herbert's been a part of. Not because of the stats, because they're 8-4 and have a chance to go to the playoffs. Andy, I love this +4, Andy. This is one of my favorite bets of the weekend.
You're getting it at 4, huh?
This is ugly. This is going to be an ugly game, and then they're going to lose by a field goal.
Mm.
Harrison Butker's backup, whoever it is this week, is going to win this game by 3 points. Or they're going to win outright. Or the Chargers are going to win outright. That's the only two outcomes of this game.
Chargers win outright, or they at least cover. That's what you're thinking.
That's what it is.
All right, so you don't want to touch the total.
Nope. I would do under. I like the under.
Yeah, even though that's where the public money, that's where the majority of the money is going, is that towards that 42.5
now. I love the under, but I love the Chargers +4 covering. Even more. That will probably be going into the parlay at the end of this segment.
It does kind of feel like that, doesn't it?
It's just got to be the way it is.
I want to look at that real quick here. Add some extra stats on that. Let's see here. Yeah, Chargers are 5-1 against the spread their last 6 games.
Of course.
There you have it.
Harbaugh.
And the Chiefs are 0-6 against the spread their last 6 games. So,
They've only lost one of those.
They're getting Harbaugh. Yeah, they only lost one. So.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on to Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football. Let's go.
Oh, boy. The Cincinnati Bengals. Everybody feels bad for Mr. Joe Burrow playing at an elite level, but with 0 wins to really show for it. Well, they are 4-8.
Yeah.
But they're going to Jerry World to take on the 5-7. Wow. 5-7 Dallas Cowboys, who are 1-5. 1-5 at home.
Yeah.
They are your 5-point dog. Home dog to a team that's only 4-8.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I mean, Andy, you know who I really feel bad for is Jerry Jones. I feel so bad. Me and the rest of America. This is America's team. We're supposed to be propping them up. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Cowboys offense now ranks 29th in the NFL per play and 27th in success rate. Cooper Rush will enter this game ranked dead last, 42nd among quarterbacks who have played at least 100 snaps this year in completion percentage. He is an absolute fool. He should not be playing in the NFL. Dak in a wheelchair is better than this guy. So, on the other side,
CeeDee Lamb's listed as questionable right now.
Yeah, he ain't going to play. He doesn't want to play with these guys.
So is Ferguson, the tight end.
He doesn't want to play with these guys. The Bengals have scored 99 points in their last 3 games, Andy, and this is a must win. They are going to destroy the Dallas Cowboys in Jerry World. Give 2 touchdowns to Jamar. Give 2 to T. Higgins. Burrow might run one in just to be fun. Good. He just bought the Batmobile, so he might as well. that's absolutely insane. But this is one of the layups of the weekend, Andy. Under a touchdown for a team that's scoring this many points against a team that can't score at all.
Yeah.
This is an easy bet. Don't let the Cowboys' 2 recent wins fool you. They are horrific on both sides of the football and do not possess the firepower to keep up with the red-hot Joe Burrows.
And, you know, it's just interesting how you put that, and I agree with a lot of it. It's just that, you know, Cincinnati has lost their last 3 games. Cowboys have won their last 3 games. They put up 34 points against Washington, 27 against New York.
Yep.
I know it's the Giants. I know that. But there is still something to be said for winning and losing. And and now you've got this point spread. It's actually been bet down a little bit here to that 5 off the squared number or key number of 6.
Mm-hmm.
With all that being said, so you like the over at 49.5?
I mean,
do you just think that's too much heavy lifting for Joe Burrow and company?
I think it's a little bit too much.
Okay.
I just don't like the bet. I just don't like the over-under bet in this game.
Okay.
It's hard to – when I don't have any confidence on one side of the ball for the over, I don't like betting the over. But if there's a chance to get to that over, I don't like betting the under either. So this is a bad game for the over-under in my eyes. When you have a slam dunk that the Cincinnati Bengals will win this by over a touchdown.
Okay, all right. So that's where you want to go with it.
That is where I want to go with it.
Now, you are the parlay pounder.
Yes.
You smacked a parlay last week, right?
Yep.
Let's hear another one right here, right now to wrap things up.
This is surefire. This surefire NFL
like
3-teamer this weekend. These are 3 of some of my favorite picks that I've seen lately, Andy. I'm starting it off with the New York Jets. I'm taking the Miami Dolphins by 6 in that game.
Okay.
At home, I believe the Jets are done. They're packing it in. Who cares? Under a touchdown, give me that. We just talked about it. Los Angeles Chargers plus four. This game will go one of two ways. The Chargers win it or the Kansas City Chiefs win by three. Plus four is right where you want to be. And then throwing the Bengals in there. You have to. Minus 5.5 for the Cincinnati Bengals over the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry World. They possess too much firepower. Yeah. They are going to run past this team into the ground. I'll run that back for you. Miami Dolphins minus 6. Los Angeles Chargers plus 4. Cincinnati Bengals minus 5.5. Putting $25 on this to win 148.
All righty, 148. And real quick, we got a little bit of time here. How are you able to get right with that Black Friday massacre? Snoozer, Nebraska versus Iowa.
Well, for some reason, we were favored to win that game.
You pulled out a crystal ball last week.
At certain points of that game, live betting and stuff. When we dropped that punt. And we were still favored to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
You could get plus money on Iowa, and I just threw $100 on it. Once I saw that fumbled punt, they got the ball. You just got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, do we really have a chance to win this game? And me, as a Nebraska fan watching this for the last 6-7 years, we don't. We're not going to make the plays that matter. And all of our, of our gusto is gone after that.
We have a little train that goes around our Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I looked over and the wheels actually fell off.
Yeah, just
stopped. They fell off the tree.
I do believe that. And I hate saying that. And I hate saying that, I jumped on it with Iowa. It's just how I felt was going to happen. So, if you're getting plus money on in a second half team against Nebraska, jump on it because it can make your whole day turn out green.
One more opportunity.
We got a bowl game, so let's go. Shout out to Live Game Bets.
There we go. Well, that'll about do it for us this week. You heard the horn there. So be sure to follow us on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're always putting short videos and clips on there. We're also on X. And if you haven't already, check us out on YouTube. Please give us a subscribe, like anything or all those things, whatever it is. And you're over on TikTok, aren't you?
Yeah, WTL Sports Betting on TikTok. Doing parlays and picks on primetime games. Please check us out.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.